Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Oh, it's Jones and Keith.
Let's
sorry,
go.
We got,
sorry,
oh, what are you doing in there?
Well, we got what Chatty Cathy's in here.
We got what well, we were just Keith and I are we're socialites now. Yep. I don't know if you heard that in the crossover, but we're socialites now.
We got a big invite.
We're men about town.
Yeah. We're socialites and
that's what we do.
Influencers.
Would you say we're influencers?
We're influencers, yep. I would say. And so, yes, we were talking to Greg about the big event as men about town would do.
Yep. Obviously, we're going.
Yeah, we're going.
Of course, we're going.
We're invited. I'm going stag. You going stag?
I'm
going
to go stag.
Just like prom. I'm going stag.
You never know. You got to keep your options open. That kind of thing.
I want to know like who's
smart.
There. Yeah.
Right.
Which girl has a crummy boyfriend? Mm-hmm. You know, you go stag to prom.
Oh, that's that guy's too drunk here. Yeah. I slide in.
That's what all the popular kids
do. I get it.
And so, just like prom, I'm going stag to this thing.
Smart.
And so, I'm sorry. So, we got a little chatty there. It's the first time we've tested the limits of the bed.
I thought it was a longer song than that. I guess it just kind of pulled the plug.
Unlike prom, testing the limits of the bed. And so, okay, well, here we go. Jones and Keith, a lot to get to on the program today. As you heard in the crossover, and Keith, thank God I remembered it because it's not something I typically remember.
Yeah.
We will be giving away tickets to see Dave Chappelle today.
Woo!
On the show. That's to the biggest Jones and Keith fan. Now, Greg asks, is that...
Hmm.
On size, is that a larger man,
oh, the biggest?
That's a larger woman? That's we would accept that.
Yeah, in this case, no. It does not. Size doesn't
matter. We're not going to size shame. It could be the people next to Keith on the Spirit Airlines flight.
Yep.
Which, by the way, tough week for Spirit Airlines.
Every week's a tough week for Spirit Airlines.
Tough eternity for Spirit Airlines. But it could be a large couple individuals. Or they could just be big fans of the show. But we will be doing that at some point today, so I would go nowhere. I would make sure you're listening all day long.
Right. What's your knowledge of the show that
is going to be helpful
in you winning these tickets?
Yeah, like
Dave Chappelle and Killer Mike.
Yes, Dave Chappelle, Killer Mike, MGM, a week from today.
Yes.
And we'll be giving away two tickets to go to that show. If you look on the secondary market, they are pricey.
Yes.
And you can get them here free just for being a big fan of Jones and Keith.
Pretty
good. We
have
a lot coming up on the show today. We will get to the Patriots, more on Drake May, his development. Who should we credit for the development of Drake May? I'm curious about that. We'll get into the Bruins, big win last night, maybe saving Jim Montgomery's job. But let's start with the Boston Celtics. They lose to the Atlanta Hawks last night. Tip-in, not at the buzzer, but late in the game, a tip-in from Atlanta. Mm. Celtics lose 117-116. I discussed it in the crossover with Greg and Wiggy and Courtney. I am concerned about the Celtics.
Really?
Yeah, a little bit.
Okay.
Yeah.
I'm not.
It's
a long season, and I feel like, last year, obviously they won the title, there were times where they would lose to the Cavs without Donovan Mitchell or the Lakers without LeBron and Anthony Davis or some of these other teams like that weren't even great teams and then didn't have their best players. So no Trae Young last night. They just beat the Hawks with Trae Young by like 30 not too long ago.
Mm-hmm.
And now no Trae Young. And it did feel like they kind of were like sleepwalking through the game. Even when they were up 15 in the third quarter.
That's what's concerning.
Yeah, but I think come playoff time.
They're taking teams lightly and they're sleepwalking. That's exactly what's concerning.
I guess to me it's not concerning because I don't think you would have that in a big game. I don't think you'd have that in a playoff game. I think that's why there aren't a lot of teams that win 70 games. There's not a lot of teams that win 65 games. Every year, teams lose games all the time that they probably shouldn't.
They lost to Golden State, but they didn't sleepwalk through that game. Like, in fairness.
They were in it.
Yeah. That was not an effort thing. That was just they got outplayed, which I was less concerned with Golden State than I was last night. Is that a fair way to put it?
Do you think they were distracted by the court? Do you think the court threw him off?
Maybe.
Derek White was even like, his head was spinning at halftime when they were talking to him.
I'll be honest, I like the NBA Cup. I'm on record saying I like the NBA Cup.
Do you like the court?
No, not last night. Okay. I like some of the courts, but I didn't like the Celtics court last night. No.
Here's what I think. If you're going to go for it, go all out. Shouldn't the ball be like a different color? Well, I feel like go nuts.
They are different basketballs, but it's
not. The basketball's different, but it's not like.
It's not green.
It should be, and you don't want to steal the Harlem Globetrotters, but it should be like three different colors.
Yeah, it should be
like crazy. Or maybe, maybe it should be like green and black and sort of separate it, you know, be like, hey, that's a real home court ball.
Mm-hmm.
Because you're already going wild with the court. You're already just like bedazzling the court. You're going crazy. I don't really mind it. I actually think it's a decent enough idea. I unlike you, I don't like the NBA Cup. But if you're going to do it, I think you should be able to tune in and know that it's a different type of game. So I understand why they do it with the court. But go all out. Go crazy. Wear different uniforms. Wear different everything.
I don't get not liking the NBA Cup. I don't get it.
I'll tell you why.
I get not attaching significance to, like, if you win it, it means you're going to win a championship. Like, that's not the case. I thought it was important for the Celtics to prove as a measuring stick last year that they could execute in a one-off, high-stakes, quote-unquote, for a regular season game, high-stakes environment. It didn't matter. So I was wrong about that.
Yeah.
But I do like attaching stakes, as minimal as they are. I like attaching stakes to a game in November. And I like a tournament that I can get into if the Celtics advance that far. They lost last night. I like having that to watch. That's better than just pure regular season basketball. It doesn't count any different in the standings. Maybe teams take it a little more seriously. Maybe you get marginally better basketball in November and December, which is necessary because the NBA season is so long with so many meaningless games. I like it. And I really don't get what's not to like about the tournament aside from the court last night, which was atrocious.
I think, and maybe this is the big ugly American in me, but we're just so ingrained that it's the championship. It's a Super Bowl, NBA title, World Series, Stanley Cup. Like, those are the only things that are important. And this is such a European soccer gimmick where it's like, hey, we're going to like take a little break from our league, or we're going to play these games that actually, these games count towards this, these games count towards that. And they've tried to blend the two. Like, this game counts in the standings. I get it. Like, it counts in the regular standings, but it's also like a special little cup. And then you give away this like prize in the middle, and it's like, well, no.
So the prize I don't care about. Maybe that incentivizes down the bench players. I'm sure.
Well, no, they want the money, and I get wanting the money.
I'm sure Kata cares about
it. Yeah.
But the big stars, that's irrelevant money.
No.
I care about that part less. It's a better watch. And when you start getting into the games closer to the end of the group stage, where you get into the tournament format, your scoring differential matters. Remember how cool that was last year?
They hated it.
Okay,
players hated it.
I don't think so.
Yes, they did.
I don't think so.
Remember Jaylen Brown was like, that's not the game. Like, we shouldn't have to try to win by 40.
I don't think all players hated it.
I mean, maybe not. Not everybody agrees on anything.
I think it was a cool element to watch. And I care less about the players, to be honest. I want watchability in November because the players probably care about these games a lot more than I do.
I think the
and
NBA.
This makes me care a little more and watch and pay attention and invest.
Did the NBA do this because they thought fans would care, or did they do it because they were like, all right, we have 82 games and we want to try to, you know, make the players care more, and then therefore you'll have better product? Like, I don't know. Or there's more money, or I don't know.
Yeah, I mean, yeah. I'm sure it's a monetary thing. It's something they could sell. The tournament games, the one-off games in Vegas are good. Like, those are something people will tune into. I don't think you tune in any more last night going, oh my God, it's
NBA
Celtics
Cup,
Hawks, NBA Cup.
No.
But there are minor stakes to it. And yeah, I think that's what they're trying to do. They're trying to get viewers to watch games that normally they wouldn't. Normally, Celtics Hawks on a Tuesday night, tune out. Like, unless you're the hardest hardcore Celtics fan, normally you go, nah, I watch Monday Night Football. I watch football all weekend. Tonight might not be the night I fully invest.
But
like, again, unless you're a media member or hardcore fan or something like that.
But a casual's not watching it because it's the NBA Cup, I don't think.
No, but I think you're more likely to.
Maybe.
I think you're more likely to than in the past.
Because of the court.
Because of the court. Because of the stakes. Like, you can't deny there's no stakes. There are stakes to it.
But there's zero stakes to me.
You either advance to go to this tournament in Vegas, which I think players want to go to Vegas.
So there's stakes for the players. There's literally $500,000 for the players. I say for me and Joey Bag of Donuts watching the game at home, there's literally zero stakes.
But you don't want to see the Celtics in a one-off game, quarterfinal, semifinal, championship for the NBA Cup.
I mean,
you don't want to see that?
Obviously, I'll watch it, but no, because I'll wait for the real playoffs. Like, give me the real playoffs.
I know, but those
matters.
Are 6 months away. This is right now.
This is a little lead up to it.
Yeah.
This is
something
build up.
You can have right now.
Yeah.
We all want immediacy, Keith. We have no attention span. We all have short attention spans. You want to wait 6 months before you see competitive basketball?
It's the NBA title.
Is competitive basketball right now.
But they should be playing competitive basketball every night.
That's
the idea,
but they don't.
Yeah, but so you think last night is killing the players because they didn't win their first NBA Cup game?
I don't. But I think they might care a little bit more about the Cleveland game in a couple of weeks.
I think the guys on the end of the bench will. Like you said, the guy's making $60 million, probably don't care about an extra $500,000. They wouldn't even notice it was there or left. But the other guys, sure. The other guys, it matters quite a bit. But, you know, I want the team to win as many games as possible. So if that means you end up advancing in the cup and you end up winning the cup, like, great. I wanted them at the beginning of the year to chase the team record. What did we say? 67 wins? Like, mm-hmm. chase that. Like, you're one of the great teams of all time. Like, go after that.
Do you think that's done? That might
be done.
9-3.
No, because what can you have? You can have how many losses? We got to do the math on this now.
Yep, I'll do it.
15 losses.
You're so much better at math than me.
I think
82 times 0.75.
No, not times anything.
What? Yeah.
Okay, they can lose 15 times.
51 percentage.
They can lose 50. They can lose 12 more games.
Yeah. Right now, they have 750 winning percentage. They're on pace for 62 wins. So they're behind the pace right now.
They're behind the pace, no doubt. I mean, they just lost. But I think if they can rip off another winning streak, they can get back in the mix. I mean, in another month, we can take a look at it and see how close they are. But I guess, you know, the game itself, so take the cup part aside, they played down to their competition. They blew a 15-point lead. They took a bunch of threes, obviously, but they didn't do a good job at defending the paint. They didn't do a good job at stopping fast break buckets. Like, they didn't. Overall, it was just it was a letdown of a game. And a game they should have won. They were up by 15 in the second half and no Trae Young on the other side.
So it's absolutely a game they should have won.
The holidays are all about sharing with family. Meals, couches, stories, grandma's secret pecan pie recipe. And now you can also share a cart with Instacart's family carts. Everyone can add what they want to one group cart from wherever they are. So you don't have to go from room to room to find out who wants cranberry sauce or who should get mini marshmallows for the yams or collecting votes for sugar cookies versus shortbread. Just share a cart and then share the meals and the moments. Download the Instacart app and get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes. Plus, enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
The Hawks may be better off without Trae Young.
So there's a story there.
I said this in the playoffs. Did they play Atlanta last year? God, it all blends together. Is that 2 years ago?
That'd have been two, yeah.
And so they played him in the playoffs 2 years ago, and I was like, they should bench Trae Young. Now, Trae Young ended up having a good finish to the series, but you could even see it then. DeJounte Murray, they were better with him.
Good teams just abuse him defensively.
Yeah.
Like, it's like worse than Peyton Pritchard. When a team like sees him out there, they just go after him. And then he's such a high-volume shooter, and then if it's not going down, it's like, oh, boy.
So the Hawks played well. You could see early they weren't going to go anywhere. They were good with second-chance points, as you said, Keith. The Celtics were horrible with turnovers. Jalen had 6. Tatum had 5.
Yeah,
sloppy. Celtics, again, launched a bazillion threes, right? 40% they shot from 3, but they shot 45 threes in the game. And you just have to wonder, are they settling too much? Are they locked in on defense? It's another 117 points for Atlanta, who shot 51% from the floor. I just think their defense has been poor from the first game. You know I felt that way.
Yes, yeah, that's true.
And that's not every single game. They've had good games mixed in there. I actually thought the Warriors game, ironically, which is a game they lost and gave up 118 points, I thought that was a game where they locked in a little bit on defense and played competitively on defense. You're just going against a really, really, really talented offensive team and Steph Curry, who murders you at the end of these games. I was okay with their defense in that one. I've been okay with their defense in select games. But largely, I think it's been poor. And that's effort. Rebounding is effort. Defense is effort. And I don't think the Celtics' effort has been good enough. That's all. It doesn't mean they can't win.
Well, didn't we say that one of the biggest issues they were going to have is just complacency?
Staying motivated,
like,
yes.
Every team goes in saying it's the Celtics.
Yes.
If we can beat the Celtics, that sort of makes our whole month. Like, what a great win that would be.
And
they're every night.
They go in expecting to win.
Yeah.
Right?
Especially when you take a guy away. Like, I really think that. Not that Trae Young is the be-all, end-all, but if Trae Young's out there, maybe they're a little bit more locked in. They're like, hey, we gotta really defend this guy. And then they build up a bigger lead, and the Hawks just have a little bit of quit in them, and it's over. But that wasn't the case.
Okay, Jalen basically said this after the game. He's like, we thought we were going to win. We thought we were going to win this game, and it showed. Here's Jalen.
I think mentally, we just was too careless tonight. We expected to win, too careless. And it showed. I think the number one category it showed was in our turnovers. Uncharacteristic of us to have 20 turnovers and under any circumstance. I just think that just displayed that, you know, we wasn't in sync like we normally were. So we got to be better at that. And, you know, I got to be better at that.
Okay. So we thought we were going to win.
Yep.
It showed.
Clearly.
He says it showed in their turnovers. I think that was sloppiness. I don't know if that was their attitude, but he felt that way.
But I think just when you think you're going to win, you're not locked in.
No. Right.
There's no attention to detail, and you're like, no matter what. Because then I think even when you're on offense and you turn the ball over, you're like, whatever.
Yeah.
Like, we'll get them back
because they're the Hawks and we're the Celtics.
Oh, they're chipping away. Like, the 15-point lead is disappearing. And even as poorly as they played and kind of lackadaisical, if Tatum hits that three at the end of whatever their last possession, they're up by four.
That thing was 95% down.
I was
99%
down. I know, Mike. They win by – so then they're up four. Hawks come down, whatever, foul, no foul, and the game's over. And you're like, ugh, like they win and survive an ugly game. But not the case.
No.
So maybe, like, I don't know, like, do they take this and they learn from this a little bit? Maybe. Like, just, hey, remember the last time when we – right, like, to your point, playing the Warriors, it's not the same thing. It's not – oh, we lost the Warriors, now we're going to be locked in more. It's like, no, you guys were pretty locked in, and Steph Curry's a killer and whatever. You can't take anybody lightly. Even a Hawks team that is under 500 without their best player, you're still going to finish the game.
Well, and here's how the Celtics are going now. They're starting poorly. One of the things I applauded them for early against New York in some of those early games is that Tatum started great. They're starting poorly. They're falling behind in all these games early.
Yeah.
Like, Milwaukee was up big on them early. Brooklyn, who they had to go to overtime against, that is a win in the standings. But going to overtime against Brooklyn, kind of a loss. So their last four games, this is not a one-off. Anybody brushing this aside as a one-off is understating it. They lost to Golden State, which I don't have a huge problem with effort-wise. They go to overtime against Brooklyn. They fall way behind against Milwaukee in that game. They lose to Atlanta. When I say I'm concerned, Keith, if you're asking me Celtics or field, I'm still picking the Celtics.
Yeah.
But
you thought it'd look better.
They're not
now
playing
than
well. That's all.
Yeah,
we should be allowed to say they're just not playing well. And you can brush that aside for whatever. It's November. They're irrelevant games. They're complacent. They don't have Porzingis. They're going to get him back. Tatum's not 100%. Like, there's a lot of things you can say.
Yeah, what do you think about that, by the way?
And qualifiers you can put on it. But the fact of the matter is they're not playing well. There might be reasons for it, but they're not. What do I think about what?
Well, Tatum and Brown both dealing with a little something. No excuses.
Well,
they both played.
Brown looked fine besides the free throw shooting.
Yeah.
Brown and the turnovers.
But
Brown,
like,
looked fine.
Missed a handful of games. And so maybe it's more rust than, like, how's his hip doing?
Mm-hmm.
Like, but he missed a handful of games. Tatum obviously dealing with some sort of, like, an ankle thing or whatever. You know me, I'm never going to say, well, wait till they get Porzingis back. Like, he's literally like a bonus. Like, if you get Porzingis, great. And if you don't, I think you can still win without him because they proved that they could still win without him last year. But I think that they need to, and this might be a Missoula thing, and it'll be interesting because I think Missoula would probably tell you night in and night out, if we make more threes than the other team and shoot a decent enough percentage, we're going to win every time.
Yeah.
It's like, okay, yeah.
They made way more threes than Atlanta.
You made
last
more
night.
Threes. You took more threes.
It was like 18 to 10. You took
45. They took 32. So you shot 40%.
Yeah.
You shot 40% from three.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know off the top of my head, but last year, I feel like that number, the team was insane. Like, if they shot as a team for the game, 40%, they won almost every time. So he's probably looking at that like, well, how the hell? But then it goes back to Jaylen Brown's point. You can't turn the ball over 20 times and then give up a bunch of fast break points, second chance points. I mean, second chance points literally were the killer when you take a look at how the game ended.
I mean, right. You lost the game on
because
second chance
that.
Points.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And so I think I heard Wiggy say this morning. That's how they lost to Golden State. Like, Curry killed them, but Kevon Looney got big offensive rebounds.
Right.
So that's something to watch. That's all. Am I still picking the Celtics to win the championship against the field? Yes.
Yeah.
Are they playing well? No.
No.
So when I say I'm concerned, that's what I'm talking about. You guys can agree or disagree. All your thoughts on the Celtics last night, 617-779-7937. It's how you get in touch with Jones and Keith.
Right back at it tonight, too.
Yeah.
No, not messing around.
And Tatum said he's playing, so I don't want to hear that he's hurt. Tatum said he's playing tonight on the second night of a back-to-back, so he ain't hurt.
Nope.
We'll get into Tatum and his night. I also want all your thoughts on the NBA Cup. Do you like it? Did you like the court? Is it meaningless? Do you hate that the NBA's doing it? We'll get to all your thoughts on that on the phones and on the text line, 37937. Lots of ways you can interact with the show on Twitter and Instagram, at Jones and Keefe. You can watch and chat along, twitch.tv/BostonWEEI, or watch on YouTube. Just subscribe to WEEI. A couple of good texts here, Keefe, 37937, about our big giveaway today.
Huge giveaway today, Dave Chappelle, Killer Mike.
Chappelle, Killer Mike, a week from today at MGM Fenway. Here we go. This is a good question. I'm only a fan of Keefe. Would I be eligible to win both tickets or just one? That's a great question.
Because, again, it's going to be if you have some knowledge of the show. Uh-huh. If you've been a listener for the last 2 months or whatever that we've been on, there's going to be a little Jones and Keefe trivia. So if you are up on that, you can win these tickets. But to answer your question, I think you'd be fine.
Yeah, I think you'd be good.
I think you'd be all right.
I mean, I just hope you could get any Jones-related questions right.
That's true.
Fingers crossed, but you might
know it anyway.
We're not going to turn you away. If you're a fan of Keefe, if you're a fan of 50% of the show, honestly, that's pretty good. I think we're doing a pretty good job.
Hell yeah.
Separate text. I don't like that we're getting so many of these. Do I have to be a fan of you both?
Oh, boy.
Now that we don't know.
Not the same person?
We don't know who that one's. We don't know who that one's talking about.
No, we don't. It could be anybody.
They could really hate you.
Just fan of the show, not necessarily the hosts.
That's a good point, too.
You might like Billy and Nick.
They might just love Billy and Nick. That's also true.
The vibes, as people would say.
Good vibes.
They might just like the vibes.
It's a good vibe show.
Yeah.
Speaking of the vibes, we're going to try to bring those to Ernie Box tonight.
Yeah, we are.
Adam in the truck has a thought. Go ahead, Adam.
All right, Adam.
So, the keys of the night for you guys.
Mm-hmm.
Because we're men about town.
Dress up as Dumb and Dumber.
Yeah.
We probably should.
You know what?
I agree.
It's not the most. We talked about this.
We literally, as soon as Greg extended the invitation, we were like, we're obviously going to fit in very well there. So what should we do? We should dress up like Lloyd and Harry. Get ourselves an orange and a blue suit, top hat, canes.
Yeah, now if I weren't.
Just because. What
if I weren't
do,
such a lazy person, that plan would be executed.
It'd be
amazing. But I'm so lazy that I just. Yeah, that sounds like work.
I only want to do it so when we walk in the doorway, I can take the cane and just drill you in the leg with it.
Like full speed. I like the little dance.
Yeah.
Which one does it now? Why can't I remember if it's Harry or Lloyd who does the little like.
I think Harry does. Oh, no, I think Lloyd does it.
Yeah. It's a good solid dance. And then you just get drilled by the cane.
I don't know if there's going to be any owls there tonight that we can bid on, but I'm not ruling it out.
No,
there could be anything there.
I'm not ruling it out either.
Yeah.
Who has the money in their pocket for doubles for two plates of food?
Two plates of food, and then I'll have my.
You may want seconds.
What's like the
Banaka.
Banaka.
Yeah.
Got my Banaka spray in people's face.
So that's tonight. We're going to be a man about town.
Yep.
Socialites. Is what we're going to be.
Who's the dead man that hit me with the salt shaker?
So, you know, if you have any suggestions for
how we could fit in.
How we should dress, act, fit in.
Just act casual.
Yeah. Act casual. Yeah.
Is it possible? Be like Tom Hanks and big.
Okay, I was.
Big long tailcoats and eating the little corns off the salad.
Is it possible they've invited us.
To make fun of us?
Well, that or worse, Keith.
There's no potty at all.
It's the ninth hole at nine. We'll see you there.
Yeah, we'll see you out there, guys. Yeah. Sprinklers, come on.
Tip of the pros.
Come on.
Maybe they're going to, like, hunt us for sport.
Oh, you think it's, like, the greatest game or whatever?
Like the menu.
Survival. Oh, the menu.
Is that what it was?
More recent.
I was thinking more like John Leguizamo and the Pest. But, yeah, something like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, maybe we're going to be hunted for sport. You don't even know.
You're going to be laid on a table and covered in sushi.
Yeah.
Nice. Kind of like
you
that.
Guys are centerpieces.
I don't know how the upper crust lives.
We're about to find out.
You know what it is.
They're about to find out.
Coming to America.
Yep.
Yeah.
You guys are going to be parking cars and serving drinks.
That's fine. Because you know what I'll do is I'll take a couple drinks for myself.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Honestly, that's a good night's work.
I'll sit in somebody's car.
I mean, tips alone, we could probably make a small fortune. I'll park cars there.
Yeah, I think we'd be.
A couple PS5s.
Doing pretty well.
A few PS5s. Although the kind of cars that I would have to park, I think would be a little intimidating.
Can you drive a stick?
No, I never have.
No, so I guess.
That's not good.
They show up there, we're the valet. They're like,
You guys are pushing cars into spots.
I can't drive this. I don't know how to drive a stick.
She's pushing, she's steering.
You think I'm an adult man? No. I don't know how to drive a stick.
My dad had that conversation with me a while ago. This was like years and years and years ago. It somehow came up that I can't drive a stick. He's like, you can't?
Yeah,
I'm like, well, I don't know. I never have.
You're the one who was supposed to teach me.
Nobody's ever shown me how.
You were supposed to show me, Dad.
Come on.
Teach me, Dad.
So, no, that is one of the many non-masculine things about me.
Yeah, no.
One of just a small
It's a generational thing with the Jones family. My father couldn't drive a stick.
Oh, he couldn't? Oh, my dad could drive anything.
I can't drive.
My dad can drive anything.
Yeah, my dad can beat up your dad.
Oh, really?
So my dad can drive a stick. I can't drive a stick. Lucas has no shot.
No way.
He might not
even be able to drive a car by this point.
What is that? That's the opposite of generational wealth. What is that? It's just generational failure.
Yes.
Generations upon generations of Jones. Can't drive sticks. Not adult men.
No.
So that's us tonight. We'll take your suggestions on it all day long. 617-779-7937. Big giveaway today on the show. You want to see Dave Chappelle? Of course you do. Killer Mike, of course you do. MGM Fenway, we'll be doing that. The show is a week from today. Biggest Jones and Keefe fan. We're seeking you out all day long. We'll give those away. We'll tell you how you can win. We're going to get to the Bruins later on in the show. Patriots thoughts as well. First, here's Trending with Billy Laney.
I'm
Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together, we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.